Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Vogel effects chain in Ableton Live 12 that feels glued together, gritty, and absolutely dripping with old-school jungle and DNB character. Now, we are not chasing pop polish here. We want that crunchy sampler texture, that tight dynamic control, and that believable one-unit sound that feels like it came off a battered piece of hardware, not a sterile vocal plugin. Think chopped MC phrases, rave stabs, vocal hooks that sit like percussion, and vocal fragments that feel like they belong inside the break, not floating on top of it. The big mindset shift here is this. Think in stages, not just one chain. The best results usually come from processing a vocal, printing it, then processing the print again. That second pass is often where the character starts to feel real. So if the first chain feels a little too modern, don't panic. We're going to rough it up in a controlled way. Start by choosing the right vocal source. For this style, attitude matters more than perfection. Spoken word samples, ragga phrases, MC shouts, short-sung hooks, old soul fragments, even gritty field-recorded voice bits all work really well. Short phrases are usually better than long-sustained lines, because jungle and old-school DNB love rhythm. Strong consonants help too. Those little attacks are what let the vocal lock with the drum program. If your source is too clean, don't waste forever trying to fix it with a cue. Instead, make it rhythmic and dirty. That's the move. Now drag the vocal onto an audio track and set your warp properly. For longer phrases, Complex Pro is a good place to start. For chopped syllables or one-shots, use Beats Mode. Keep transient preservation fairly high if you want the words to stay clear. You can usually leave formants natural unless you want a stylized effect. For jungle-style work, it's often smart to slice the vocal phrase into a few parts and tighten the timing so the attack lands like a drum hit. Literally think of the vocal as part of the break programming. If the phrase feels slightly too neat, slightly too modern, a tiny amount of looseness can actually help. Perfection is not always your friend here. Next, build the front end of the chain with utility, EQ8, and saturator. Use utility first to trim the gain so you are not accidentally overdriving the chain. You want a healthy input level, not clipping before you've even started the sound design. Then use EQ8 to prepare the vocal. High pass around 80 to 140 Hz depending on the source. Cut some mud if the low mids are piling up, usually somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz area. If the vocal feels harsh, gently dip the 2.5 to 5 kHz region, but don't overclean it. A bit of body is useful because that's what helps the crunch sound musical instead of thin and brittle. Now comes the main grit engine. Saturator. This is where we start getting that sampler-like edge. Push the drive somewhere around +3 to +9 dB, depending on how aggressive you want it. Soft clip or analog clip style can feel great here, and if you want a darker tone, adjust the color accordingly. Compensate the output so you're level matching, because that makes /B decisions way easier. Listen for what changes. The consonants should get more present. The mids should thicken up. The transient edges should get a little rougher. You're aiming for that feeling of a vocal phrase that's been printed through hardware and back again. If you want more bite, you can go harder with a curve and drive, but watch the highs. It's very easy to push a vocal into brittle territory, especially if the source is already bright. And here's a very important DNB tip. A little saturation before compression often sounds more glued and more sample-like than compressing first. Saturation gives you harmonics, and the compressor then pulls those harmonics together into one solid unit. So after saturator, add glue compressor. This is the point where the vocal starts to feel unified. Try an attack around 3 milliseconds or 10 milliseconds. Release can be auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Use a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Set the threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks to start. If the source can take it, you can push it harder, maybe 5 to 6 dB on a really rude jungle vocal. If you turn the compressor on and suddenly the phrase sounds like it belongs in the track, you're in the right zone. Saturation adds the dirt, and glue compressor turns it into something that feels like one sample instead of separate syllables. Now we're going to level up and make this more interesting with an audio effect rack. This is where the old-school sampler illusion really starts to come alive. Inside the rack, split the vocal into three paths, a main dry and controlled path, a dirty crushed path, and a space or atmospheric path. This gives you the flexibility to blend clarity, grime, and ambience without ruining the core vocal. For the main chain, keep it simple. EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor. This path should carry the words and the punch. For the crunch chain, use redux, overdrive, auto filter, and compressor. Redux is where the sampler degradation starts. Try 12-bit or lower bit depth for grit, and keep downsampling subtle at first. If you overdo it too early, the vocal gets fizzy very quickly. Then follow with overdrive. Keep the drive moderate and the tone darker for that rough D&B vibe. Auto filter helps shape the damaged tone, so you can low pass it to tame the harshness or use band pass for that chopped radio style energy. Finish with a compressor just to keep the chain stable. Blend this path underneath the main vocal, somewhere around 10-30% depending on how filthy you want it. This is the secret sauce. The crunch layer does not need to be loud to matter. It just needs to be there enough to give the phrase that dusty sampler personality. Now let's add movement, because a static gray vocal can still feel flat. For this style, you want subtle, rhythmic motion, not lush ambient wobble. Good choices are auto filter, coarse ensemble, frequency shifter, and phaser flanger. For jungle and old school D&B, auto filter with a slow sync LFO is one of the most useful options. Keep the amount low, and the rate sync to something like half notes or one bar. Use low pass or band pass, and just a little drive if you want an extra edge. That makes the vocal breathe with the break instead of sitting rigidly on top. Frequency shifter can add a metallic weirdness to adlibs, and chorus ensemble can widen little rave atmospheres, but be careful. We are not trying to turn this into a dreamy lush pop effect. The movement should stay small and intentional. Now let's talk space. Old school D&B vocals usually work best with controlled ambience, not giant glossy reverb washing over everything. Use hybrid reverb, or echo. For reverb, keep the decay short to medium, maybe around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and filter the low end out fairly aggressively. The high end should also be darker than you think. For echo, use dotted eighths, quarter notes, or triplet feels depending on the groove. Keep feedback low to moderate and darken the filters. If you want a tapish feel, add just a little noise or wobble. The classic jungle move is to automate delay throws at the end of phrases. A short vocal line with a dark echo tail rolling into a break fill can feel absolutely massive when it's arranged well. After that, put a final utility at the end for gain control. And if you need safety, a very light limiter. But do not overlimit this thing. You want it pushed, not flattened. A huge part of making this style believable is printing and resampling. Once the chain feels good, resample the processed vocal to a new audio track. Then chop that new audio into bits and retrigger slices like percussion. This is where the vocal really starts acting like a jungle sample, because now it has a printed texture. Try resampling with the delay and reverb tails included, then slice at transients and place the slices around snare gaps and break reverses. Reverse a slice here and there for tension. That movement makes the vocal feel like it is part of the drum arrangement, not just an overlay. And this is a big arrangement tip. Use the vocal as a D&B instrument. In the intro, use filtered, degraded fragments. Slowly open the filter and throw echo into the first drop. In the drop, keep the vocal short and rhythmic. Place it between kick and snare hits. Let it answer the bass, almost like call and response. In breakdowns, widen it with chorus or reverb, then collapse it back down before the drop. In fills, reverse a chopped vocal, add a delay swell, or hit a short reverb wash into the next break restart. That's how you make the vocal part of the drop choreography. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overclean the vocal. If you strip out all the dirt, the chain loses that sampler feel. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Big lush space can destroy the groove and smear the snare. Third, don't crush too early. Heavy bit reduction before peak control can make the vocal brittle and nasty in the wrong way. Fourth, don't ignore the break. The vocal should interact with the drums. If it's not landing in the right rhythmic space, it won't feel like proper jungle energy. And fifth, don't overwiden the main vocal. Mono compatibility matters a lot here, especially in a club system. Keep the core focused in the center, and only widen supporting layers or effects. Now for some pro moves. Try darkening the upper range before saturation with EQ8. That often gives you a warmer, more hardware-like crunch. Also, distort the reverb return, not just the dry vocal. Send the space through saturator, redux, or auto filter, and you get those haunted broken space textures that work brilliantly in dark rollers. If the vocal competes with the kick, snare, or bass, use a subtle sidechain compressor from the kick. Keep it gentle, just enough to carve a pocket, and always automate filter movement into fills. Opening the filter at the end of 8 or 16 bars and then slamming it back down on the drop is a classic move that still works every time. Here's a really useful practice exercise. Take a one or two bar vocal phrase and make it work in a drum and bass context. Warp it tightly to the grid. Build a rack with EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, redux on a parallel chain, auto filter and echo. Resample the processed vocal. Slice the resample into 4 to 8 pieces. Then rearrange the slices into a call and response pattern over a break. For a challenge, try saturator drive around plus 6 dB, glue compressor at about 3 dB of gain reduction, redux in 12-bit mode with moderate downsampling, echo dark and short, and auto filter automated across 4 bars. The goal is simple. Make the vocal feel like it belongs in the groove with the drums, not floating above them.